Okay, let's discuss the Mishaberach L'cholim. And I would like to do this shiur for Refuah Shleima of Yonatan Moshe Ben Hensha. A person becomes sick, Rachmana Litzlan, so you need rachamim to be healed. So the question is, how should a person ask? So the most common way to ask is in the bracha of Rifa'inu, that if you know of a specific chola, so it's fitting that you mention the name, or at least you have it in mind. And this is what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Afal Pisha Amru, Shoel Adam Tzracha B'Shamea Tefila, even though a person is supposed to ask for what they need in the Bracha of Shamea Tefila, Im Yash Lo Chola B'Toch Beso, Umar B'Birchas Cholim. But when it comes to a chola, it's different. When it comes to a chola, you say that in the bracha of Rifa'enu. So who davens for this chola? So friends and neighbors, but most importantly, his relatives should daven, because they have more kavana, and they are more directly affected by the din. But even more important than that, the actual sick person should daven for themselves. And we know this from Yishmael. The Torah tells us that God heard the voice of the Nar. So Rashi says, Mikan, sheyafet tefila sachula, mitfila sacher malav. Better that the person who's sick should daven for himself more than other people. Fi kodemes lizkavel, because he will be answered first. Now, besides for these individuals, one should also ask a chacham to daven for them, as we see from the Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara says, Dorash Rav Pinchas Bar Chama, Kol sheyesh lo chola b'toch beiso, anyone who has a sick person in their home, Yilich itzel chacham, they should go to a chacham, Vivakish al rachamim, Shenemar, how do we know that you should go to the chacham, that he should ask rachamim for you? Pasuk says, in Mishle, Chamas melech malachei maves, Vish chacham yichapirena, the king's wrath is like angels of death, but a wise man will appease it. And the Gemara cites an example of this. The Gemara in Brachu says, Tan Rabbanon Maisa, Shechal b'no shel Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick. Shogar shnei talmidei chachamim etzel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa levakish olav rachamim. So we see that Rabbi Gamliel sent some of his students to go to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa to ask rachamim for his child. Now, does this make any sense? What could be the purpose of asking a chacham to daven? Aren't my tefillos just as, if not more effective, than this chacham? And the Chassam Sofer asks this question. The Chassam Sofer writes, Derech lehamin melitz bein melech lehedyot. It's the way of the world that we put an intermediary between a king and a commoner. Kishena hedyot chashav v'sipud lefnei hamelech, when the commoner is not someone who's really fitting to go in front of the king. Oinu yachel lehatim devar v'karayi, or he doesn't know how to properly say his words. V'yan Yisrael lefnim mimalachi asharis, and B'nai Yisrael, we are in ways greater than angels. V'einam tzrichem melitz lefnei ohavam yisbarach shema, we don't need an intermediary between us and God. V'hu mekabel b'sefer panim yafos, afilu b'lashon alagim v'gimgum. God will accept tefillos from us, even if they're not said nicely, even if they're said through stuttering, through very heavy type of speech. You don't even know how to say what you're trying to say. Hashem accepts your tefillos. Im kein, hamelitz halaz, eno ela, kitata emuna chalila. So he says it seems that having a melitz, according to this understanding, seems very wrong. It would seem that a person is showing they don't have emuna because they're going to ask a chacham. So the Chassam Sofer says, no, you have the wrong understanding of the purpose of asking the Chacham. Ach, kol Yisrael shutvim. All of Yisrael, we're all partners. V'guf echad, with one body. V'nefesh achas, and one soul. U'kisha echad mitzdar, and when one person's in pain. Gam chaveiro margish v'imo mitzair. His friend feels his pain, and is in pain with him. V'al derech zeh, because of this, ha'mispala chaveiro tzarek sheichala atzmo olav. We're told that one who davens for his friend who's sick, he kind of gets sick over it as well. Perish, sheyirik ilu gamhu chola. He kind of appears to himself as if he also is sick. V'kevan, sheshneim b'tzar. Since both of them now are in pain. Tov yoser, sheyichnas harosh, misheyichnas haregel. Better that the head should go in rather than the foot. So what's the mashal? Hatamid chacham hu arosh. Tamid chacham is considered the head. V'hamitzdar, and the person who's in pain, the person who's sick, shu'at ashori bidin, he himself is now under the spotlight. Hu bebechinas regel v'kitzat nazuf. See, he's kind of like the foot. He's kind of being reprimanded by God. Tov lahachnas harosh, better that the rosh, the chacham, should go in. Kevan sheshneim bal yivarim v'lo kimelitz. So it comes out from the Chassam Sofer that this is not the normal definition of an intermediary, since the Chacham has the same pain as the sick person, and we're all one guf. Therefore, he has the ability to daven. By him davening for the Chola, he's also davening for himself, because he feels the pain of the Chola. And I've heard in the name of Soloveitchik that the difference between a non-Jew and a Jew is that a non-Jew can be very sympathetic. That's a character trait which we find is very common among people, that they're sympathetic. Sympathetic means that you express sorrow for someone else in their predicament. But it's a built-in Jewish trait, not just to be sympathetic, but to be empathetic, which means to vicariously feel another person's pain without actually experiencing it. So it's on a different level, and apparently this comes more naturally to a Jew. Now, the Nemuka Yosef testifies that this method of the Gemara, asking a Chacham, was done in France. So he writes, Diminog ze b'tzarfat, French minog is, Kol mi she yesh lo chole mevakish p'nei harav, hatofes yeshiva she yivarech oso. So what would they do in France? They would go and they would ask local Rosh Yeshiva to daven for a person who's sick. So from this Nemuka Yosef, we could deduce that it was only in France, or maybe a few other places as well, that this was actually done. What did the remainder of Kal Yisrael do? So to this, the Matan Moshe testifies that they made a Mishaberach in Shul. Kasav ben Emuki Yosef, Minag Zebit Sarfat, Shekol Misha Yesh Lo Cholo Mevakish Mnei Arav, Atov Hiz Yeshiva Shei Varech Oso. V'achshav, and now, No Hagin Levarech HaSachol Bebeis HaKnesses. What do we do instead? We make a bracha for the Chola in Shul, otherwise known as a Mishaberach L'Cholam. So, why is this? Why do the rest of Klal Yisrael not go and ask the Rav? The reason is, we don't want to disturb these Rabbanim from their learning and from their Tzarchi Tzibur, and therefore we find an alternative way to ask for Rachamim, and the Kehilas Yaakov says this. So Rav Kanievsky writes, Hisra'i me'od al hamada shenispashta gam itzal tzibur habenei Torah. He says he's very bothered by what he sees is spread through B'nai Torah. Asher al kol davar katan tikev ratzim levakish bracha. B'nai Torah, very often, they run to a Rav, they want to get a bracha. Umevazvizim al zezman yakar shalim Torah v'kiyam mitzvos, and they're wasting time. Omnam, hosif rabbeinu, yish inyan levakish brachos. There is such a thing. Aval esha'ikar shochim, they're forgetting the essence, the most important part. V'at tfilah shel hachola atzmo, the actual chola needs to daven. All his relatives need to daven. Shet tefilasam hi yoser amitis v'chena v'hi mekubelis yoser. Because their davening is more truthful, it's more honest, and it'll be accepted first. What kind of psak do we get from this? So the Rama gives us both options. The Rama writes, Yish omrim, shemi sheyesh lo chola bebeso. Person has a sick person in their house. Yeleich Eitzel Chacham Shabi'ir Sheivaki Shalav Rachamim V'cheinahagu Levarech Cholim Bebeis HaKnesses. Which means that there's an option to ask a Chacham, but the minog is to make a Mishaberach in Shul. And this connection is said by the Darche Moshe, who writes, V'nir Shemizen Nahagu B'chol HaMedinos Levarech HaChol Bebeis HaKnesses U'Levakish Olav Rachamim. So this is the custom, this is what we do. We make this Mishaberach in Shul. Okay, so the one who really explains this sugya clearly and says why we make the Mishaberach in Shul is the Tzitz Eliezer. He writes, Dimikevan dishaminon dinachon adavar leilech etzel chacham. Now that we know it's proper to go to the chacham shabi'ir, sheivak yishalachol rachamim, that he should beseech mercy, lachin hayos shalachol adam yachol lehaninges atzmo b'kach leilech etzel hachacham yisibos shonos. Not everyone can get to a chacham for different reasons. V'gam ube'ikr b'kdei shelo yatridu es hachacham ha'tarad b'limudo. He's very busy. V'chol tzarchi ha'ir mutal malav. He's involved in all sorts of things. V'shem kach hinhigu shebimakom Halicha Hatimidis Eitzel HaChacham. Instead of constantly going to a Chacham, what do? Yevarchu Es HaChol V'Beis HaKnesses B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. We instead, we make a Mishaberach L'Cholim. Sha'az Hu Shas Rachamim. Because it's a time of mercy. V'Gam Nimtzayim Sham Keragel Kol Penei Ha'ir. All the people, the important people, everyone's in Shul. V'Hachacham Mitocham Asher Mitztarfim L'Vakasha V'Onun Amen. So we wanted to go ask the Chacham. There he is in Shul. He hears the Mishaberach, and he and the rest of the Tzibur, everyone answers Amen. This is like you went and you asked the Chacham yourself. And then he adds that it's an opportune time, and the Shechina's in Shul. And therefore, that's how this developed, and that this is a very good thing. So this has always been the minhag in Ashkenaz, that we recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim. And we see from here the importance of having a Chacham. This is a person who will be beseeching rachamim for the sick people in his community. But I've noticed recently that in a lot of shuls, they make the Mishaberach, and no one actually goes up to insert a name. Rather, everyone just kind of says a name silently in their mind. And I think we see from these sources that the whole idea of the Mishaberach is that it should be conducted in a way where the names are said out loud, and that the Rav and the Kehillah could daven for a refuah shleima. And if you end up saying all the names quietly, it seems to me that it doesn't fulfill the purpose of what the Mishaberach L'Cholim was made for. So just something to think about, perhaps, of what the proper method of making the Mishaberach L'Cholim should really be. Just to mention, most of these sources come from Rabbi Yamin Shlomo Hamiger. Thanks so much for listening.